Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the power of the Holy Spirit in the life of a believer was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You aren't any holier if you don't use an alarm. But I'm saying it's just something that I personally chose to do because he's up all night anyway. That'd be just like if, you know, somebody is here with me and they're in the room and I've said, you know, I'm going to go to sleep. Would you wake me up? Are you going to stay awake? Oh, yeah, I'll be awake. Well, would you wake me up in an hour? I'd trust somebody. If Jamie was there, I'd trust her to wake me up in an hour if she's awake. Well, the Holy Spirit's with me. I just ask him to wake me up. And I don't know, do I need an hour to get ready or I need an hour and a half or 30 minutes? I just ask the Holy Spirit to wake me up whenever I need. And you know what? It's always perfect. Some of you think, I don't believe you can do that. Well, then it won't work for you. Amen. Don't try it. But I'm saying that the Holy Spirit is a person and we ought to start relying on him to teach us things, to show us truth, to bring things to our remembrance. For you to sit there and say, oh, I just can't remember this. It's actually a statement that, you know what, I don't depend on the Holy Spirit. I'm just depending upon my own ability. And I can't remember anything. And so, you don't even try. You ought to start depending on the Holy Spirit. There's times that I've lost my keys. I've left something someplace. And I'll sit down and say, Holy Spirit, where have I put this? And you know what? God will supernaturally speak to you. He'll tell you things. You know, David Hardesty down here, our general manager, it was what, a year ago that you, the Lord spoke to you about the water? In like a year ago, January or something. And he's got a house and he's never done this before. But as he was getting ready to leave, the Lord just spoke to him about draining the water. He turned off the water, I think, but the Lord told him about draining the water out of his house. There's no reason to do that. But he just did it. And you know, it turned out that his heater went off and quit working, and it was in January in Colorado, and if he hadn't have done that, all of the pipes in his house would have burst, and it would have cost thousands of dollars to repair it, and then the damage that the water would have done. But the Holy Spirit will show you things to come and tell you, and if we would just obey, he could keep you from having your water pipes burst. The Holy Spirit will show you things. 1 John chapter 2, verse 20 says, you have an unction from the Holy One. And you know what the word unction means? It means a special anointing or endowment of power. And anytime you talk about being anointed, it's the Holy Spirit that anoints. You have an unction from the Holy One and you know all things. That's not true up here of your little peanut brain. But in the Spirit, your spirit man knows all things. And the Holy Spirit is sent to lead you into all of that truth and give you understanding and explain it to you, and you can get supernatural revelation. You don't have to learn it just from the outside in. You can have God reveal things to you supernaturally and tell you things that go beyond natural ability. You know, every one of you, I bet, has had times that you've made a decision and it was logical to make the decision that you did, but you felt like you should be doing this other thing, but you just went with logic. And then after you have a train wreck and find out what a mess it was, you say, I knew I was supposed to do this. You know what that was? That was the Holy Spirit speaking to you and showing you something. And yet we constantly, consistently ignore that and don't trust the Holy Spirit to guide us. Most of us feel it's foolish to be led by your heart. I've got to use my brain. Well, being led by the Holy Spirit doesn't mean you turn off your brain, but you need to recognize that there's more to it than just what you can perceive with your five senses. You need to recognize the Holy Spirit will speak to you and show you things. And so many of us don't depend on the Holy Spirit. And one of the things it says, He will lead us into all truth. The Holy Spirit will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit, it says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The Holy Spirit is sent to lead us and to guide us and instruct us. And most of us just go our own way doing our own thing and only turn to the Lord after we've totally messed up our life, and then we ask God to fix it and get us out of it. You know, again, I'm not saying this to brag on myself. I'm saying it in thankfulness to the Lord. But I got born again when I was 8 years old. I've never turned away from the Lord. I've been seeking the Lord. And I can tell you, God has saved my bacon millions of times. I could have made so many mistakes. I had people all the time saying, wouldn't you like to go back 30 years and take the knowledge that you've got now and go back and do it over? No. I am so privileged. I am so thankful that things have worked out as good as they have. If I was to go back and redo it, I could have messed it up a million times worse than it is. Man, I am just so blessed. And it's because I have sought the Lord. And the Holy Spirit has supernaturally told me things. You know, we give tapes away. Now, we have a price out there, a suggested donation, but I think it's 53% of all people that contact us get our materials free. And we send them books and tapes and DVDs and CDs, and they don't send in a penny. You know, we've given away, I don't even know how many, but well over 6 million tapes, books, CDs, and the vast majority of them are giveaways. You know, I've had people prophesy to me and say, thus saith the Lord, quit doing that. I've had people tell me this is foolish. I've had managers that ridiculed me and have said, you can't do this. And yet, you know, looking back, it is one of the smartest things I ever did. And it wasn't my great brain that figured this out. I was just led by the Holy Spirit to do this. And I had a witness in my heart that, you know what, I'm not going to compromise in this issue. And I kept doing it. And I guarantee you, it is awesome. What that has done. That has opened up so many doors. That has exposed what God has given me to more people than I ever would have reached if I'd have been selling all of my materials. It's turned out to be one of the best things that's ever happened. I'm not smart enough to do that. That is just the Holy Spirit. He'll just guide you and show you things. You know, it was 2 months ago today that my mother died. She was 96 years old, and she died 2 months ago today. And right before she died, I was talking to my mother, and she said, tell me what's going on. And I was telling her about all of these things around the world and about how God was blessing us. And she used to work for me and open all of my mail and make the deposits. And she knew exactly what was going on in the ministry. And now it's like just huge compared to what it was when she was working for us. And as I was telling her about all this, she was so blessed. But then she looked at me and she said, Andy, you know this is the Lord. And I said, yes, Mother, I know it's the Lord. And she says, you aren't smart enough to do this. And I said, well, yes, I know that too. You know, that'd really do something to your pride when your mother tells you, you aren't smart enough to do this. But I knew exactly what she's saying. I mean, my life is supernaturally blessed. I couldn't have thought these things up. I couldn't have conceived this. There is no way for me to get from where I was. I was an introvert that couldn't look at a person in the face and talk to them when I was in high school. And here I am speaking to hundreds of people, millions of people every day on television, and I don't ever get stressed out over it. I usually don't ever think about what I'm going to say before I get up there. No anxiousness about it at all. The Holy Spirit has supernaturally changed me. And I can just tell you, most of you don't have my perspective. You don't know me as well as I know me. But I'm telling you that it is an absolute miracle. Not only me being here, but it's an absolute miracle. Me having the revelation of the Word. I wasn't taught it by a person. The Holy Spirit has supernaturally revealed things. I'm going to teach you this during this week, how to pray in tongues and get an interpretation and have the Holy Spirit speak things to you. One of the smartest decisions I ever made was not to take out a loan on this building. And God spoke that to me as I was praying in tongues and interpreted it. We have the Holy Spirit available, and most of us aren't using it. And then we're going to God, God, why aren't things working out? And He's saying, use what you've got. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Pray in tongues and get an interpretation. Speak in tongues and edify yourself. Build yourself up on your most holy faith in the Holy Spirit. It says that you edify. The word edify means to build up, to promote spiritual growth. You know, if you were to just speak in tongues, it says in Isaiah chapter 28, I believe it is, verses 11 and 12, somewhere around there, it says, this is the rest wherewith you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. And it says that that's talking about speaking in tongues. And so if you were to just take that one scripture, did you know that it would be impossible to be depressed or to be discouraged if you would just pray in tongues? Because this is the rest and this is the refreshing. And you build yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. And then Jude chapter 1, verse 20, the next verse says, keep yourselves in the love of God. How do you keep yourself? Don't ask God to keep you in the love of God. You keep yourself in the love of God. How do you do that? By praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in tongues and building yourself up. It's up to you to experience the love of God. God's love is transmitting. It's our receiver that's not working. And the way you turn your receiver on is to start flowing in the Holy Spirit. Speak in tongues, and it's just like flipping a switch. And the Holy Ghost will build you up and encourage you. If you're discouraged, you either don't have the baptism of the Holy Spirit or you aren't using what you've got. There is zero reason for you to be discouraged and defeated. Now, you could be tempted. You could have things come against you. But if you will just take advantage of what God has given you and use it, you can overcome this. And the Holy Spirit will comfort you in all of your tribulation. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Not some of it, all of it. And you could overcome all of those things and you could keep yourself encouraged. You know, my personal testimony is that I haven't been depressed for 40 or probably 39 years. And I've had a lot of depressing things happen. I've had a lot of bad things happen. Some people think, well, you just haven't had my problems. I've had plenty of problems. I've had plenty of reason to be depressed. But you know what? I've learned that the Holy Spirit is sent to encourage you and to build you up. The fruit of the Spirit, Galatians chapter 5, verse 22, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Against such there is no law. The Holy Spirit only produces love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. The Holy Spirit doesn't produce grief. It doesn't produce depression. If you're grieving and depressed, discouraged, it's because you aren't flowing in the Holy Spirit. You are living in the natural realm. And there's plenty of natural things that are discouraging. But if you would operate in the Holy Spirit, speak in tongues, it's just like flipping a switch and turning it on. And this dynamo starts working on the inside of you. And the power of God starts flowing. Brothers and sisters, if we've got the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we do not have an excuse for not living in victory. We might have reasons, but there is no excuse. We have the power within us to be able to overcome. Jesus said you would receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8. After the Holy Ghost has come upon you, not before the Holy Spirit.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the Holy Spirit. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 Boston Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM237 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. Be sure to specify CD or DVD. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111. Or go to our website at any hour at www.awmi.net.